The Rebbe adds, why is it that we also find in Chassidus, actually Chassidus is in Yecheskel, the Novi Yecheskel says it clearly, that Golos is compared to a fetus while it's inside the mother's womb. And Geula is when the fetus emerges from the womb, comes out free into the world. What is the analogy of the fetus's state inside the womb to Golos? What is the connection? And of course, the Alter Rebbe in Teira Eir and Parshas Ve'era has a long discussion on this. And he explains that the fetus inside the womb is like we described before. It's there's a body there. The fetus's body is developed, but all the faculties are not expressed. They may be there in a more hidden, concealed level, but they're not expressed inside that body. The body is not even able to eat on its own. Right, is able to think and is able to feel. There is definitely a soul there, but the properties of the soul, the faculties of the soul, are not expressed in the body yet. And that's why the fetus is in a primitive state. This is the time of Golos, when all the great energies and lights are suppressed and they're not pronounced in the world. And the Jew also doesn't have access to the deeper faculties of the neshama, that perceives Hashem's existence with such vivid realization and conviction. And that's absent, because it's there, but it's suppressed, and it's reversed back, it reverted back to its essence. And therefore, in the body, we don't feel it. It's not there, as if it's not there. Says the Rebbe, we see the dichotomy we described earlier about Golos. On the one hand, it seems like Golos is a time of darkness and void. It's a void. It's the absence of light. On the other hand, it's a product. Ironically, it's a byproduct of a state, of a deeper behind the scenes, a deeper state which is much loftier. And it's that loftiness, that transcendence, that feeds and energizes this darkness. And when we know that, it gives us a sense of comfort, of course, because we realize this darkness is not just darkness. Beneath it lies a very deep light. And there was the same thing with the Uba. We see a fetus. On the one hand, the body is very primitive. It can't eat. It can't function. All the functions of the person are not there. It's in a very primitive state. But on the other hand, what does the Gemara say? When the fetus is inside the womb, The fetus has the most illustrious revelations. Ner dolok al roishay, there's a light shining over his head, says the Gemara, and a malach comes and teaches him kala teri kula. On the one hand, that fetus is exposed to the highest, loftiest state, loftiest revelations. And on the other hand, it's just a primitive body. So how is that possible? It's a dichotomy. But the answer, that's Golos. Golos is a dichotomy. On the one hand, it's darkness. There seems to be the absence of light. But really what energizes that state is the opposite, that there is something so lofty. Everything that has been exposed before is now in a loftier state, more transcendent state. And that's why down here it's dark. But when those lights and those energies become exposed the way they are in their loftier state, there's a much greater exposure, a much greater light. Just mentioned these two mishalim I once mentioned, which is beautiful mishalim to understand this. A great gadol be Yisrael once said to a woman who complained she has a lot of tzaris, everything seems to go wrong in her life. And he said, "Did you ever engage in needlepoint? You know, you take like this background from vinyl and has holes, and there's a image painted on it, and the person runs the thread through those holes and with matching the colors on the vinyl, and you have a beautiful picture. So we look in the front, you see a great, beautiful picture, a house or a landscape or an animal, whatever it is. But when you turn it backwards, you look at the back of that piece of art, you see threads running all different directions in a chaotic way. Doesn't seem to make any sense. The front is like a beautiful, orderly, a magnificent picture, but when you look at the back of it, you see threats that make no sense. Right? There's no image, there's no order, there's no structure, nothing. And he says, this is exactly the point. We see the back of the image. But the idea of Balailu Nodosh Nasa Melech is that when Hashem turns the image on the other side around and shows us what the real image is. There's one other thing that I mentioned once, I'll mention it again. It's a story that I read about a Rav that once, during World War II, we lived in England. And he was, the English government then mandated that Jews weren't, all citizens in England were supposed to keep their lights shut from sundown on, till dusk, till the morning. And the reason was because the German planes were bombing London and England, and they wanted to make sure that they can't see any houses. So they couldn't have any light emanate from the windows. So there was a Rav, he wanted to sit and learn at night. This is, he was used to all his life. How is he going to give up suddenly from 8 o'clock at night till 8 in the morning? He's not going to learn. This was unheard of for him. So somebody advised him to go and get to a curtain store and get the thick curtains that will block all the lights from inside the house and won't be visible outside. Nobody will see that there is light in the house. So he went to the store, and the storekeeper says to him, tell me, and he described to the storekeeper the purpose of why he needs the curtains. So he said, okay, you got to tell me two things. My first question to you is, how strong, how many wattage does the light have? And the second question is, how close is the light bulb to the window? And based on that, I can determine how thick the curtain should be. And when he told him, he gave him a certain thickness. And the Rav said, ah, I just learned a lesson. If he see a thickness of a curtain that blocks all light and outside is dark, 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 you should know the reason it's there, because behind it, there's a very strong light. Both, it's a strong light and the light is very close to the window. And that's why you need such a thick curtain. But what you can learn from that is that there is a strong light behind that curtain. From the fact that there's such a thick curtain, he says, in the times, in the darkest times, we know that behind that darkness and what creates and sustains this darkness is an incredible light that's so powerful that is obscured by this darkness. But really, when Hashem allows the true essence of that darkness to come to the fore, everything is turned around.